the scholarships, going through the scholarships.
Oh, yeah.
And other than that, that's about all I have.
Do you want to talk about schedule, July schedule?
Well, the July schedule is, am I correct, Mary, that we are, let me look here. July, Monday, July 3rd is our county commissioners meeting.
That's correct.
And I will not be here. So if I need to be here, I can do that as a conference call. If there's something that, but we're going to have a quorum anyway, so.
Okay, so
I guess I'm asking for permission to miss that meeting.
And Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I'll fight like crazy to keep that day.
Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up, because I knew that was going to happen. Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
you don't
want to
move it later.
I think we can handle it.
Do we move it later in the week?
No.
Let's keep that date.
I won't be here. I'll be gone the whole week.
Right. Okay.
I think we just do some committee assignments that day, and we'll be fine.
When he gets back, he's going to be on a whole bunch of committees that he didn't know about.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, the problem that I have is that, of course, it's the end of the fiscal year.
Right.
It's when I pull the budget together, and I have to be to the newspaper on Monday the 10th.
Right. Okay. So. All right. Sounds good. We'll just get her done. And then the next day is a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we had to do that. While we're on that schedule, there was a reason why we shifted our August meetings 1 week. Can anybody remember why that was? We went from the 1st and the 15th to the 8th and the 22nd.
I don't remember.
Mary probably remembers.
I don't. I was sick that day, remember?
August.
Did that have to do with some other meeting with NATO or whatever? I don't know. It seems to me there was...
It doesn't sound right.
NATO would be in July.
Because if we can, I'd like to go back to the 1st and the 15th.
We will. Doc and I know why. Doc and I both will be gone on the first Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
That's why it was.
That's why. Okay. So we're on that. Right now we're scheduled for the 8th.
And the
22nd. And we did that 2 years ago.
But if you wanted to, we won't be here the 1st and 2nd, but we could do it later in that week or the first week, if that helps.
I don't have a problem with the first meeting. It's the second meeting, the 22nd, that's screwing me up.
Okay.
I got that day off. So
before, after, or later in the week, does that help you out, Andy?
Yeah. Mary? How does that mess us up with paying bills if we move that 22nd to either the 15th or the 29th? Or
if you move it 1 week either way, then you're meeting 2 weeks in a row. That's,
right. Yeah.
You know, that's kind of that deal.
That's the issue there.
If you wanted to move your first August meeting away from Tuesday, you can do it towards the end of the week and then move back to the 15th.
That might work.
That would, I mean, if it's okay with those
okay.
guys. That's okay with me.
What about Friday the 4th, if we move that?
Hold on, I may get kind of, if we're going to be really doing it.
August 4th?
Yeah.
We'll still be gone.
Oh, you're going to be gone that whole week?
We'll be gone that whole week.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. All right.
So that's our come over at Tuesday then?
Gotcha.
So the 22nd, is it just that day? Or
yeah, that day's...
move the 22nd to some other day that week.
That's still not going to work for me. That's a bad week.
Even the 25th?
Even the what?
25th?
Yeah, I'll be good.
Well, I don't want to sound like this is going to be a habit. Just don't be here.
Well, the Vice Chairman Bowsman could run the meeting on the 22nd pretty easily. Okay.
Like
we'll leave it like that. Now I understand.
Because the budget will all be done.
Yeah, we'll finish the budget the second meeting in July.
In July.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Nothing further, Commissioner
Rohan? I only have one question.
Okay, go ahead.
When we get into the budget process, we are going to meet many days, meeting people, whether it be the rec board or whomever, will come in and give us a budget and we'll discuss that with them. So we need to have those days clear.
Should we set those days when we set our meeting schedule?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
First week in June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll start. Start on Monday the 5th and go that entire week.
Yeah.
The 5th of June.
Yeah.
And we'll take off the Commissioner's Day for the Commissioner's
meeting. We'll probably even
we'll
have
the Commissioner's meeting. Have
the Commissioner's meeting, but we'll probably even do some
budget. And we may do
budget
some budget that day.
That
okay.
Day.
Yeah.
How about then we'll do on the 7th and the 8th?
Yeah, the 7th we'll go to Big Pine, or Marbleton rather.
Okay.
And we'll do that, those budgets. Then we'll come back the 8th here.
Okay.
And then we always leave Friday open in case we need it.
Okay.
We haven't needed it the past couple years.
And just so you know, if you need it this year, I'm not going to be here, so don't need it.
Okay.
So we'll go a little longer those other days.
Yeah, we're going to try and get this hammered out if we can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
earlier. Well, we did
looking
last
at my,
year. We have.
We, made it last
we have.
Year.
I don't. Yeah. I don't remember doing a Friday. To be right honest
so
with
what,
you.
So I'm looking at the 8th. I have to be in Pierce, South Dakota, on the 9th.
What's the 8th?
That's
Thursday.
A Thursday.
Thursday.
I,
you got to
so
be in Pierce.
I can be here till
noon.
Like noon or so.
You know what?
If you guys, well,
if you can just cram us all up and we'd be out of here by noon Thursday.
I was going to say, because you're the wild card.
I am. I understand. I'm the guy that throws a kink in it.
You'll let us go a little longer during the week?
Just cram them in.
Okay.
Cram them in.
Okay.
And
I'll let you know.
Okay.
That,
and what I'll do is I'll just open up at 5 o'clock at night.
I thought you were the guy who had everything off.
Well, okay. I've got
so
some responsibilities.
Take us as long as you need to.
Parties?
Pretty much social. Yeah, I'll be done
by five. If you can be done by five.
You're getting there now, dude.
I think
yeah.
I can get pretty well done.
And then maybe if you can have us done by noon on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing, too, Mr. Chairman, is if... Hang on a second here. We still have the 16th of June meeting, our regular meeting. So
okay.
If we have anything that's out there hanging
stragglers.
Or struggling, we can pick that up on the 16th.
And okay.
The 16th.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wrong day. They're looking at me. Let's look at June. It's the 20th. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But the 20th, we'd have the opportunity to pick up any cleanup that we'd need to do. Do it then.
Okay. Sounds good. So if you left at noon on Thursday, would that get you in here when you needed
yeah,
to be?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, because really our plans are to be stay all night in Gillette. So we'd leave here and get to Gillette.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
It'll be dark until 5.
Yeah. I told you this was a social interview.
10 o'clock.
Yeah. I don't want anything closed.
So the good part about having five commissioners is we can usually cover each other. The bad part of five commissioners is trying to get five people with the same schedule.
Right.
I'll remember those committee assignments. So.
A pile of jury duty 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have less bills than we did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Now, you guys got off easy this time. You got a pretty short time.
Yeah.
What was the one bill that was shredding?
Oh, we have we contract with an outfit out of Casper that will take our sensitive papers
mm-hmm.
in a barrel and they'll shred them for us and pick them up. So, and the big piece of that is vehicle registrations. confidential information. Mm. So it's primarily the treasurer's office that, you know, has paper that's in there. We sent stuff which was personnel files and old personnel files and some other stuff. They come around about quarterly. But they pick up from the accountants in town, the banks and stuff. It's a kind of a lucrative little business. So, yeah.
I guess they have to be bonded?
Uh-huh. They do.
Continue on with old business, Mr. Chairman? Is that what you're thinking?
Hello?
Hello? What are we talking about?
He wants to know if he can do his old business. Proceed with old business.
What did you say?
Yeah. I thought you would like to continue on.
I was
in your own
well,
world.
No, I'm fine, thanks. As a matter of fact, are you ready?
I don't have anything exciting.
I just got rid of the shredder thing because we'd been through the shredder before you guys got here.
Oh,
we've had this big long discussion about
how hard it is to shred.
Well, about the county owning a shredder and doing that for everybody around. So when somebody said shredder, I just let it go. So why don't you continue on?
I'm gonna comment on that, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
You know, we had quite the discussion about us providing shredding services when there are folks out there in private enterprise that shred.
Yep.
And
we had quite the discussion.
Anyway.
I had no idea, sorry.
So the minute you said shredder, I tuned you out.
I was just curious.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Yeah.
So,
Commissioner Noble.
I'm curious, it's curiosity day. Where are we with Joe Sharkey? Is that paid
out? I met that guy.
Huh?
He came in and I shook his hand last week. He signed the contract.
He's signed and we're moving.
Yeah. He's working. I received the donation from
the town.
Conrad LLC for $3,000.
And the town paid up?
No, nobody's paid yet. But I don't expect very much just yet, since we just sent the bills.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have a contract till last week, so.
Okay, but it's in the chat. Wild Link meeting that's scheduled. Get Legos. So.
How much for you, dude?
That's with the state people. Hopefully they'll give us some direction so we know which direction we're going. You know we're not going to get any, are we?
When, we kind of got lucky on that whole deal, Mr. Chairman, the one-night meeting that we're having, just so happened that the YDOT director, the Criminal Patrol, and somebody else from YDOT, are going to be in Rock Springs the day before, so they're going to come up here. And
okay, good.
They'll be here tonight.
Be here when?
The 19th.
Is that a meeting date?
Sure. Yeah. The 19th at 8 o'clock in the morning to meet with the folks that talked about Wild Link
a month ago.
So it'll be pretty much the emergency services guys, chefs. Taking charge of all of that to deal with radios and towers and yeah.
Are you going to join that meeting, Mary?
Yeah.
I got in touch with Sarah with the highway department about the conversation we started in Cheyenne. She finally called back about putting the pipe in the ground as they do the highway job. Just because she wanted to have that conversation at the same time, but I won't be here. I think that's all I got.
Okay, Commissioner Burnett.
Just as Max said, we spent a considerable amount of time, probably myself, in excess of 8 hours on these scholarships, which is a very eye-opening experience. We have some remarkable applicants in our county. And the only other thing to remind you to bring up would be that MACO conference that we were going to talk about.
So that is the first week of May, Wednesday, Thursday, usually in the week.
You're talking the WIR conference or the MACO summer conference?
The WCCA.
WCCA, I'm sorry, I used the wrong.
That's all right, wrong acronym, that's all right.
Yeah, that's in May.
Thank you.
WCCA.
One in Gillette.
Have you guys gotten anything on the conference?
We got an email the other day of the appointees, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Well, that was.
The committee chairman.
The committee chairman.
But the date set for that meeting.
We got something a while back saying it was going to be in Gillette, May 2nd, 3rd, 3rd and 4th.
Wasn't it supposed to be in Cody to start out?
That's the one they said was going to be in Cody, but now they're saying Gillette.
Yeah, so.
When we get the registration stuff, do you want me to register you guys?
Yeah, when we get it.
Oh.
I got to look at my schedule here.
I'll ask you before I do it.
Okay, there you go. Sounds good.
What's the spring meeting like? I mean, what to anticipate? How critical is it?
The spring meeting, the committees all meet, and that's where they start. They'll adopt any, if they have resolutions they want to take to NACO, they'll do that, as well as if they have position statements on legislative issues, all that sort of thing. I don't even have the dates of that in my calendar. Generally, most counties will try and send, some counties send all the commissioners go. Some have one, two, three, right. Five.
Right. But is that a working meeting all day long?
It's the committee meetings are a working meeting, yeah.
I guess I'm asking because I don't know if there's anything else to do in Gillette Butterworth, right?
Right.
So I don't know unless they set up a tour of a coal mine or something.
When you get information, then Mary, let us know.
I'll be in touch,
and then we can decide.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with some of these meetings divvying them up.
Yeah.
I'll probably attend because I'm on the board of directors.
Joel has to be there.
So I kind of got to be there.
Yeah, that's a given.
And I think I would like to be there solely because this would be the first time that the committee people met.
When you're part of that committee, that is an important thing to participate in.
No, I don't know where we are. Yeah, where are we with that?
The contract
with Lincoln County regarding the landfill and the Labaris is running over that.
Yeah, Matt was going to go through it.
Matt's reviewed it, and the contract that you saw last was our response back to Lincoln County. So the ball's in Lincoln County.
We're hearing back.
So we haven't heard from them, and the spaces that were blank haven't been filled in.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely have it.
Yeah, I think so.
No sign of voucher for you.
Yeah, I wish. I'll make out another one if you want.
I bet you might get two or three.
Well, it's possible. I don't know.
All right. Anything further, Commissioner Bermea?
No, sir.
Commissioner Bowser.
NPL cooperators meeting on the 30th. I guess the take home from that is the alternatives and all that is in the Washington office next week. They think they'll get it out of the Washington office on Wednesday. The take home from it is Appendix N, on which includes a lot of language on mitigations. That's expected have some drastic changes in it from this new administration. Just as an example, where the prior direction was like, if you have an impact, you have to mitigate 3 to 5 times that impact. They're going to be more focused on just mitigating whatever that impact is. It's going to be looked on very favorable by industry. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of, don't have a date, but the draft EIS will be out probably this summer. And once that's out, then we'll be in a position to sit down with the operators and BLM and actually submit comments. The BLM asked us to hold off as cooperators on anything very serious right now because they don't want the timeline to get screwed up, and industry's very supportive of that. So was the governor's office. So, also had a state director's meeting with BLM on the 31st. For those of you that knew John Ruse or know John Ruse, he's now temporarily, at least, as a deputy director of BLM for operations. They're moving him up from Nevada State Director. Whether that's permanent or not, that all remains to be seen.
So does that mean he goes back to Washington?
That
again?
Means he goes back to Washington as deputy
well,
director.
Well, that might make sense, because I tried to visit him in Reno 2 weeks ago, and I couldn't get a hold of him.
Well, he's probably in Washington.
He
was there last when I was there, because he was at the Public Lands Council meeting and I visited with him.
Oh, I'll be darned.
So I know he was there.
Yeah, I tried to get a hold of him 2 weeks ago when I was in Reno. I'll be darned.
They asked me to report a little bit on Planning 2.0 on that call, and I guess that leads into the trip to Washington on Planning 2.0, where the president signed a Congressional Review Act legislation withdrawing Planning 2.0. And in follow-up to that, I met with some of the people in the director, in the secretary's office, Secretary Zinke's office, and the discussion was centered around where do we go from here. And my recommendation was, let's go back to the ground level. I said, as an example, in Wyoming, let's have a delegation of counties, the governor's office, and state BLM sit down and get feedback from the multiple users, recreation, energy, agriculture, identify what really needs to be fixed. The examples I used is it should not take 15 years to renew a grazing permit.
Right.
It shouldn't take the time it takes to get permits to drill. That's all over the board in Wyoming. Right now, the Pinedale Field Office seems to be doing pretty good. Casper Field Office, for some reason, they cannot seem to get anything out the door, and that's being looked at and reviewed by the state office right now. So we did discuss the state office. State director had a concern about the resource advisory committees. A lot of them are not functioning because they don't have appointments. They don't have a quorum. And I agreed on behalf of WCCA and through NACO to try and get the authority to make RAC appointments down at least to the BLM director in Washington right now. And it's the Secretary of Interior that has to make those appointments. And in this last administration, even the Secretary of Interior was not being allowed to make appointments because the appointments were directly coming from people in the White House that are unidentified. Nobody knows. But they wouldn't even let the Secretary do that. And as a result, the RACs couldn't function because they didn't have a quorum. So we're going to be trying to address that with BLM as well as with the Forest Service to try and get the RAC appointments in the Forest Service to be made at the regional level.
Good.
So
perfect.
We did commit to do that. And discussion about the county road bonding for county road right-of-ways. They're reviewing that, and it appears that that situation is going to be probably fixed. I did bring up the idea of, in terms of the Secretary of Interior's desire to move the management more back to the local and state level as opposed to Washington level micromanagement, that maybe the idea of establishing a pilot project, and maybe in Wyoming, to experiment with some ways in which local and state government would have more involvement. The example I used was our conservation district doing the EA for BLM on that they're doing as we speak on providing some flexibility for grazing permits. And the state office, 2 years ago, they didn't seem to be supporting that much. Now they're saying, how can we make this happen? That they're going to get direction from Washington to do the same thing. So what it will do is counties are going to have to step up in terms of their natural resource plans, in terms of cooperating agency participation. If we're allowed a greater role, we're going to have to step up to the plate and make it work. We can't just ignore it, or right, we're going to have egg on our face, because we've been demanding more local say in lands management. So
down and put up.
That's right.
That's where we're at on that, yeah. Mr. Chairman. And I guess I think that's all I have to report.
You got a lot accomplished, didn't you?
Well, that Planning 2.0 thing,
that was huge.
We were involved in that. I particularly in Wyoming, and a commissioner from Nevada. For the last 2 years, we've had 3 meetings with the Washington office in that time period, trying to fix it and make it work, and we couldn't get it done, and so then we asked for repeal and got it done. So one of the few trips I felt was worthwhile, that we really went there and got something done.
So, perfect.
Whatever, that's what it is.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, terrific.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. I made a trip to Cheyenne and met with Chief Justice Burke and all the folks in his office. It was via the WCCA's Energy Election and Land Use Committee, in which I'm a member of. That committee, I understand, is being changed a little bit, too, and there's also going to be something government entity stuck in that acronym also. I guess that's in the works at this point. Anyway, myself, Rob Hendry, president of the WCCA, and Jim Willicks were there along with Pete Obermuller. And then there were a number of commissioners and judges that were in on video conference. And the whole crux of the meeting was to help define, now that there's been some legislation passed and there will be some money allocated for circuit court and district court upgrades as of July 1st, some of that money will start to be available. The meeting was to help assess who's responsible for what. Long story short, Chief Justice Burke even recommended that the county is in charge of to the equipment, okay, which means to the wall socket, basically, infrastructure, power, things like that, going to where the projector is, or to where the monitor is, or to where the microphone is. Counties will be responsible for maintenance and replacement of issues like that. Then that means the state is responsible for monitors, microphones, things after that. And they said that all of this equipment has about a 5 to 7 year lifespan. And in about 5 to 7 years, you got to replace it all. And I asked specifically, I said, then the state is responsible for replacing that equipment? And they said, yes. I said, what about servers? And they said the state would be responsible for servers. So a pretty good agreement, I think, with the money that is coming forward from the legislature. Everything that, I think that covers all of it. Something else. No, that was it. Okay. So, pretty good deal for us, although we've already spent $500,000 in upgrading our courts. So, there's no refund for that. But the good news is what we've put in, we're not responsible for replacing. It's all there. What we also decided is probably it's going to be assessed on need starting July 1st. Those courtrooms that are in the most need will be the ones that will be getting the funding first. Anyway, so Sublette County is going to be down the line quite a ways on that funding because we've got ours up to speed. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I had one other thing under old business, just briefly. With respect to this engineering assessment that we just got and this special plan meeting upcoming, I think we ought to consider perhaps having John McLean come to that meeting, perhaps to not only direct some of our questions, concerns to, but to help with any explanation.
Yeah, I think that's a logical request.
And I'm sure Todd as well.
Yeah. Can you extend the invitation to both John and Todd?
I know Mr. McLean had offered to come for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. It's just a matter of getting in his schedule.
I think we ought to take him up on his offer.
And I think that's a good idea. Any more old business, gentlemen? Okay. We will adjourn for lunch. We'll be back at 1:00.
Okay.